Going to the Jew First. This is the Everlasting Nation broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions in Hickson, Tennessee. Now we continue our program on the Book of Daniel with Dr. Reynolds Showers from Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry.
Interestingly, the Muslims conquered the eastern half of the Roman Empire by 1453. That's where the eastern half of the Roman Empire was, where Turkey is today. And they had, from like the 700s AD on, they just kept hammering away at the Eastern Roman Empire until finally that empire totally collapsed to their rule in 1453. And as a result, Islam has been the dominant religion of Turkey ever since. However, in 1923, the Turks developed a totally secular government, not a religious government, a totally secular government. And that continued right on up, you know, through World War II, and right up until about 3 years or so ago. And, you know, after World War II was over, Turkey became part of the NATO nations, etc. And they had friendly relationships with Israel. In fact, the Turkish secular government and Israeli government often carried on joint military maneuvers with each other at everything. And back about 10 years ago, U.S. News and World Report, totally secular publication here, ran an article with this title, Will Turkey Be the Next Iran? Will Turkey Be the Next Iran? And at that point, there was an election that took place who would determine to rule not the national government of Turkey, but the city government of the capital city of Turkey. And it was a radical Muslim party that won that election. And U.S. News and World Report quoted him as saying, our next goal is to gain complete control of the national government of Turkey. He said, when we do that, we are going to break off our relationship with NATO, and we will establish a totally Islamic NATO in this part of the world. And, you know, the federal government, the secular government, had already scheduled, I think about for a year or so ago, joint military maneuvers again with Israel. But within the last several years, maybe 2 or 3 years, the radical Islamic party gained control of the national government of Turkey. They broke off, they canceled the joint military maneuvers with Israel, and they rescheduled them with Syria. And I don't know if you heard or read, but you know, Iran and Turkey have basically been enemies of each other. Even though both of them are Islamic, enemies of each other, they have a common border. And they had barriers there to keep the other party out, you know, from your territory. Well, last year, those two nations took down all the barriers. This came out of the news, secular news. And they claim, we are now entering into a friendship relationship with each other forever, as an eternal friendly relationship between Iran and Turkey. Iran and Turkey. Now there's another nation referred to here. Look if you would please at verse 14 of Ezekiel 38. Where God says to Ezekiel, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus says the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shall you not know it? And you shall come from your place out of the north parts, literally, from the farthest, remotest parts of the north. Now, God is giving this, I take it, from the vantage point of where Israel is located. And that this power that may become the leader of this joint military attack against Israel is the one that exists at the farthest parts of the north, remotest parts north, directly north of Israel. And so if you got a hold of a world atlas, put your finger on the state of Israel, and go up north, as far north as you can, still be in landmass, you'd end up in the heartland of what you and I have known, Soviet Union or Russia. And so it appears that Russia is going to be involved in this multinational attack against Israel. Verse 15, you shall come from your place out of the north parts, you and many people with you, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. You shall come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. The latter days of what? The latter days of our present pre-messianic age. the latter days before Messiah comes to establish God's kingdom rule here upon planet Earth. Look, if you would, please, at verse 8. After many days you shall be visited, say to Israel, in the latter years of what? The latter years of our present age before Messiah is here ruling the world. In the latter years you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword, is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, they shall dwell safely, all of them. You shall ascend and come like a storm. You say this now to Gog. You shall ascend and come like a storm. You shall be like a cloud to cover the land, you and all your bands and many people with you. Thus says the Lord God, it shall come to pass that at the same time shall things come into your mind, and you shall think an evil thought. You shall say, I will go up to the land, notice, of unwalled villages that don't have defenses and everything for them. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them, dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, to take a prey, to turn your hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Now notice this. Some statements here almost seem contrasting to each other. It's going to be in the latter days, the latter years of this present pre-messianic age, but it's going to be an attack against Israel. When the Jews have returned from many nations back to their homeland, and they have taken land that the Arabs thought was totally unproductive, and the Jews have made it very productive, and they feel so safe and so secure, the Jews in their homeland, that they've let down their own defenses. They've let down their own guard against enemy attack. Is that the attitude of Israel right now? No way. Israel today is loaded to the hilt with some of the most sophisticated military armament that mankind's ever developed. They've taken some of the best things that America's developed and improved them to be even more effective. Well, if this is going to take place, and yet it's a time when Israel feels so safe and so secure, when could this possibly take place between now and the second coming of the Lord Jesus? I take it during the first half of the seven-year tribulation period, as a result of that binding covenant that Antichrist, who's the ruler of a great world power, the revived Roman Empire, guaranteeing their national security. If you're attacked, because I regard you as an extension of me and my empire in the Middle East, I will regard that as an attack against me. And I will bring my forces immediately in to protect you and take care of you, is the whole idea. It seems to me that's the only period of time between now and the second coming of Christ back to planet Earth when Israel can feel so safe and secure that it lets down its own guard because of a powerful empire in another part of the world has guaranteed our national security. You know, Israel, in order to maintain its defenses, has had to put one of the highest tax levies upon their citizens. The first time I had the privilege of going to Israel, the bus driver that was taking our tour around was an Arab man, and he was taking us up the road where he had to make a right turn to go to the Knesset building, where their counterpart of our Congress would meet. We wanted to see that. But when we got to the intersection where we had to turn right, there was another Israeli government building to the left. And he said to us, there's Israel's second wailing wall, that building. We said, wait a minute, there's only one wailing wall down where the temple was. No, he said, that's Israel's second wailing wall. Why do you say that? That's where the Jews have to pay their taxes. And you can understand, if they have to levy such a high tax burden upon their people to maintain their own defenses, if a great power upon planet Earth guarantees we will protect you, you'd be tempted as a government, for the sake of your people, lower the taxes and everything. And now we can feel so safe and so secure, we don't have to maintain our own defenses on our own. That's what's going to happen. Well, now notice, where are these nations located? Remember Antichrist, when he's in Egypt, mopping it up, gets disturbing news from the east and from the north. Where is Iran located geographically in relationship to Israel? Due east. Where is Russia in relationship to Israel? North. Where is Turkey in relationship to Israel? North as well. But what about Libya? And what about Sudan? They're not east, nor are they north. Sudan is directly south at everything of Egypt and Israel. And Libya is southwest. What about that? Well, in order for those two nations to join in with Russia and Turkey and Iran against Israel, Sudan is going to have to come right up through Egypt to get to Israel. And Libya, if they're going to join in this by land, they're going to have to come, they're the western neighbor, they got to come through Egypt to get to Israel. But who's in Egypt in complete control of it at that time? Antichrist, with his revived Roman armies at that time. So those two nations, Sudan and Libya, wouldn't dare confront the Antichrist and his Roman armies to deal with him. So that it seems to me those two are going to be forced to put their land, soldiers and everything in ships and take them north to the Mediterranean Sea to join in with Turkey and Russia from the north. And so they will join in with them coming down from the north while Iran comes in from the east. And so it seems to me this fits the disturbing news that Antichrist hears when he's there in Egypt, has complete control of it, and is plundering it of its wealth and resources. In light of that, turn, if you would please, back to Daniel chapter 11 again. Daniel chapter 11 again. He's there in Egypt, but while he's there, tidings of the east, of the north shall trouble him. And therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. When he hears the disturbing news that his ally Israel has now been attacked by these joint military forces of a number of nations, he, keeping his covenant commitment, is going to rush his armies north out of Egypt, hoping to destroy these other invading forces. But before he gets there, somebody else intervenes into world events with this. Go back to Ezekiel 38 again. Keep your finger here in Daniel 11. And look, if you would, please, at verse 17 of Ezekiel 38. God speaking. Thus says the Lord God, are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring you against them? It shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Apparently, tremendous earthquake. So that the fishes of the sea, the fowls of the heaven, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall. Apparently, tremendous landslides. Every wall shall fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, says the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Apparently, what all these cataclysmic things that God's creating against these invading forces, those invading soldiers, in their panic to try to escape these things, will actually turn their weapons upon each other. Get out of my way, you know, because I'm going to be killed. You know, is this going to happen? And he says, verse 22, I will plead against him with pestilence, with blood. I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. God is going to intervene directly and supernaturally in world events against these invading forces, against his people of Israel. The end result is, by the time Antichrist gets up there, these invading forces have already been wiped out.
You've been listening to a special presentation of Dr. Reynold Showers on the Book of Daniel here on the Everlasting Nation broadcast. We invite you to come tomorrow as we resume our study on the Book of Daniel with Dr. Showers. For more information, you can contact us here at IBJM at 423-876-8150, or you can go online to ibjm.org for more information. Until next time, may God bless and shalom. Thank you.